This podcast was originally live streamed on the Non Sequitur Show on YouTube. New episodes air weekdays, Monday through Friday, at 8 p.m. Eastern at youtube.com/nonsequiturshow. Make sure you never miss a live stream by visiting www.nonsecshow.com/schedule. For the latest news, polls and updates throughout the day, follow us on Twitter at nonsecshow or facebook.com/nonsecshow. That's NONSEQ show. If you'd like to get exclusive content, bi-weekly private hangouts with Kyle and Steve, backstage access to chat with guests after shows hosted on your channel and much more, become a Patreon saint of Non Sequitur. It ensures we continue to improve our show and brings you into the process at the same time. Visit patreon.com/nonsequitur today while the limited spots are still available.
The following podcast is intended for those who believe bold ideas are righteous, unique perspectives are gospel, and strong opinions are sacred. This is Non Sequitur. Never follow. And now, here are your hosts, Kyle Curtis and Steve McRae.
Boom. All right, let's get it on. It is Flat Earth Fest for this Saturday. We have a triple header for you guys. Right now, we're going to be featuring Conspiracy Cats and Flat Out Hero. At 9:30, Red's Rhetoric and Scotty Storm. And then at 11 p.m., Jimmy will be joining me, and we will be doing an Ad Homies edition of Ad Homies. By the way, you're both invited to that show if you want to come. It's going to be kind of like an after show wrap up, talk about how it went. So if you're free at 11, you can come back and jump back on, and we'll kind of go through how things went. But anyway, welcome to Non Sequitur. We're glad that you guys are watching out there. Steve is here. I'm sorry. Not Steve. Yes. Deceive McCreep is here. I'm Lyle. Thank every you. Time his mouth moves. We
still oh, that's
every
you.
Time. Yeah, that's me.
That's kidding. Him. The one and only. Yes, it is.
Hashtag, we did not go to the moon. But yeah, David is producing. He's playing God tonight, as always. And let's say hello to our two esteemed guests tonight. We'll start out with the man in the sunglasses, Mr. Flat Out Hero. How are you today, sir?
I mean, shit, I'm doing hella good, man. How you guys doing?
Hella good, man.
We're popping it off, man. We're
popping.
Ready to pop it off, dog. Pop it off.
Ready to pop it off.
Ready to pop it off. Oh, this is going to be fantastic.
You ain't seen nothing yet. It's about to go down.
Awesome. Awesome. I believe it is, but not in the way that you think. That's the only thing. It is about to go down, but
full of surprises.
Great. All right. And then a man that I have come to just love his videos because they're hilarious, and the way that he cuts Dale into his videos is just fantastic. So we'll say a hello and welcome to Conspiracy Cats as well.
Oh, hi guys, thanks very much for having us on. We're looking forward to it. I think I've just popped it off myself actually with that introduction. It was fantastic.
That's the hashtag tonight, pop it off. All right, let's see what we've got coming up next Tuesday, actually. Well, let's start with tomorrow. Monday is Veterans Day, and we have an atheist Veterans Day special that's going to be going off at 7 o'clock p.m. It's going to feature Dr. Richard Carrier, Jim Hall from The Atheist Edge will be there, and then following that will be The Smoking Nun, where we will be highlighting things from our favorite batshit crazy woman and cabbage juice peddler that thinks that drinking it can regrow your limbs, your arms, cure the gay, all of that stuff. Jeff Holliday will be joining us for that, so make sure you you're there. And then on Tuesday, R and Rob will be back after it's been about 2 months, hasn't it, Steve, since Arn's been on?
Yeah, it's been a while.
So he'll be back with us to take on Jason King. And that will be really good. Okay. Let's jump into our first flat earth debate for tonight. And the way that we're going to work this, we're going to let each of them make kind of an opening statement, explain their positions and why they feel the way that they do. I talked to them earlier. The only thing that we ask is that neither of you talk over each other so that everybody listening can hear what you're having to say. We'll give you as much time as you need and to say what you need to say, and we won't cut you off, but just make sure you don't talk over each other. And that's the only thing we ask. Other than that, everything is legal. Chairs, tables, barbed wire, bats, whatever you use to pop things off with, Flat Out Heroes. Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's legal. Bring it. That was just a... we are officially...
Hey, you said it all legal. Fire territory,
man. This is... I've got my gloves ready. I've got my gloves ready. All right, so let's start with introductions first. Flat Out Hero, please let everybody know who you are, your channel, where people can find out more about you if they want to. If people who like popping things off can join you in popping things off.
I don't know if anybody wants to join me popping things off, but I can sure tell you where to go to do it. Again, my name is Flat Out Hero. I'm part of the YouTube community that is trying to make a movement to present Flat Earth to the world. Try to spread truth about it, and basically the entirety of my movement is me. So I'm taking on the world.
You're your own movement.
Yep. Well, I'm the only one that's part of my movement. Yeah, there's a Flat Earth movement or whatever, but I'm the only one that's supporting myself in it. You can check my channel. I don't got nobody else fucking coming in, fucking trying to like fight my battles for me or anything like that. And I tell people all the time, just like, just let me handle it. It's all good. Like, I want you guys to think that I'm outnumbered, and I want you guys to think that I'm gonna be totally dumpster fired. Like, that's, I'm straight up with you right now. That's what I want.
Lone wolf on this flat plane, right?
Pioneer, right. A trailblazer.
So, conspiracy cats.
Hot bam.
Tell us about yourself, sir.
Hi, so I'm Conspiracy Cats. I started a YouTube channel back in July, and it was, the idea of the channel was to look at conspiracy theories. It wasn't a flat earth channel. It was never to do with flat earth. I looked at people who thought water was an element and not a compound, silly conspiracies. And then about 2 months ago, I made a video about flat earth, and I never looked back, really. So I'll be moving on soon, but at the minute, the focus is sort of flat earth and trying to look at the misconceptions people have with that and try and have a bit of fun while I'm doing it.
Awesome. All right, it's go time. Pop off whenever you're ready. Flat out. Why is the earth flat?
I will pop off. Oh, am I answering a question?
Sure.
Is that the question? I got to answer the question for. Okay. Why is the earth flat? Because that's the way it was made. I don't know how it was made, and I don't pretend to know anything about a model. I don't pretend to know anything about how shit does work. I can tell you how I think a lot of shit works, but basically my main purpose in this is not to tell you that the earth is flat or to even try to get you to think that. My purpose is strictly to show you that there is a lot wrong with the ball earth theory. Heliocentricity does not stand up to any of the repeatable tests. It does not stand up to the scientific method. I know you probably heard all this yada, yada, yada. I'll cut it short, man. I'm just here to fucking make sure you know the earth is not a spinning ball.
Okay, well, now is your opportunity. So whenever you're ready, let us know why it's not.
Okay, do you want to go point by point? Like, I'll bring up a point and you can retort, or what?
That's fine. No, we can do it that way. Let's go point by point.
All right, how about this? I told you earlier, Conspiracy Cats, that I was going to bring this up, so I hope you got prepared for it. Do you believe that when you're looking at the moon, it's as far away as NASA says, about 210,000 to 230,000 miles away.
I believe what NASA say about the moon, but if we're talking about the shape of the Earth,
I'm trying to get to it. It won't be long. Again, so in order to say that you believe them, then you would have to be able to say that you can repeat being able to see something with your bare eyes from one position, but then when you're standing at the thing that you're looking at and looking back at where you were originally standing, that you have to use insane amounts of zooms. It's not even commercially available. So is there any other example that you can give where you have to use zoom, looking at something the same distance, so that a way that you don't have to use any zoom at all to see the other way?
Sorry, can you just ask that again?
I'll try to put it a little bit easier. Like when they were on the moon for the Apollo missions, right? Like, you believe the moon landing videos are real?
Yeah.
Okay, so when they're on the moon and then they show a picture of the Earth, a little like tiny half a ball up in the sky, when they show that, do you see any mountain ranges or like the Andes mountain range, for instance? Like, it's 4,300 miles long and it's about 300 miles wide. Do you see anything like that?
So just let me get this straight. I'm not being awkward deliberately, but are you trying to argue that Earth isn't a ball, or are you trying to argue that the NASA missions were faked? Because NASA missions and the moon missions, I don't believe they were fake. But if they were fake, that still doesn't have any reference on the shape of the Earth.
It does. Yeah. Though.
So
it really
so
does,
like,
though.
do you believe that the moon landings did happen?
If I answer the question, then you're gonna answer my question, right? Okay. No, I do not believe that they are the. No, I don't think they ever went to the moon. No.
So if you don't think they went to the moon, then I'm not sure why you're bringing up cameras pointing at the Earth from the moon. If we're talking about the shape of the Earth, and scientific evidence for the Earth, then we can.
No,
be like,
I'm talking about heliocentricity. I know you don't. I'm going to get to that point. Like, I'm just trying to get to it real quick. So if you just answer the questions real quick, dude, we can get through it real quick. Be done with it in like 5 minutes, and you can bring up your point. So.
Okay, go on.
Can you bring up any example where you need to use optics to use zoom in order to see an object that you can see with your bare eyes standing when, if you're on the moon and you're looking at Earth, you can't see even way larger targets than, like the 50-mile-wide Copernicus crater. But somehow you believe that you have to, or that you can just see it with the smaller 50-mile-wide crater on the moon with bare eyes. Can you give me another example where something like that takes place, why you would believe that's true?
Just right. So say they go. So what you're saying? You're saying there were features on the moon that are so small that we can see them with our bare eyes from Earth, but we shouldn't be able to see. Mm-hmm. Just explain that again.
Well, I'm saying, like, when I look at if I'm looking at a person that's exactly my height and my size, that is over, like, Kyle, you're about 6 feet tall, right? Kyle, are you sleeping?
Yeah.
5'11".
You were just fucking nodding out.
No, I'm looking at the live chat.
Same exact. All right.
You have sunglasses on, so it looks like I'm
the same height. Right. And if I'm looking at you and I can see you with my bare eyes and you got the same 20/20 vision that I do, say you're standing a mile away from me. Do you know of any example that you can give that you would need to use an insane amount of optics, like a telescopic view, just to be able to see me, even though I can see you with my bare eyes? Conspiracy cats, that's what I'm asking you. Like, is that example, like, do you know of any other example that you can give for that?
Are you literally asking that if you were stood in front of me and I was stood in front of you, you could see me, but I'd
need
to get a camera out to see you? Is that what you're literally asking?
I was using Kyle as the demonstration, not you. Okay, if you're standing over there a mile away from me, I'm not getting impatient. I'm just trying to explain it. When you're standing a mile away from me, and we're the same height, and we have the same 20/20 vision, say, can you give any other example where it takes place that I would need to use optics, whereas you don't need any optics? You can see me with bare eyes.
But right, do you know what angular size is and perspective? Is that where you're coming from?
That's really what I'm getting at.
What? Right, okay. Cal, can you bring up picture 13 that I sent you? Is that okay?
Yeah.
And what I want you to do, just if you're talking about perspective. Oh, sorry. Oh, it's Dave. Sorry.
It's okay.
What I want you to do, Flahu, can you... If you want to talk to me about perspective, I'm going to show you a picture. Can you explain what your 13 picture 13, please? That one, yeah. Can you explain to me, just because I got a picture, what you understand by perspective? Just so I can be on the same page. What do you understand perspective means? Because if we're going to have a chat about perspective, I need to know we're on the same page.
All right, well, yeah. My version of perspective, like, what, if I'm talking about my own perspective, is what I am able to see. What I can see because of angular resolution, or because if something gets too far away from me, it's going to get too small, come to a point, and disappear at vanishing point. So that's what perspective means to me.
Right. So when you say angular resolution, just define what you think that means.
The angular resolution is how clear an object is in looking at it from whatever distance you're looking at. It's just how clear you can see it.
So the ability to distinguish between two points at a distance. Right, so if I'm looking at you and you're looking at me, and we're both the same height, mm-hmm. then we're mm-hmm. both going to appear at the same angular size as each other, aren't we?
Yeah, we are.
Right.
Kind of sounds ridiculous, right?
Relevance of what you're saying.
Don't try to jump at each other without. We wouldn't need an optic. Neither of us would, right?
So we would look right. to each other exactly the same angular size, right? So go on. What point are you making?
Okay. Well, the point I'm making is the fact that the Copernicus crater is 50 miles wide, only 50 miles wide, right? You can see it with the bare eyes from Earth, and when you're only 300 miles high at the ISS. You can't even make out a continent. Go to ISS live feed right now. You can't even make out a continent. It's just clouds and water because it is so
The clouds aren't
far away from them. No, well, I mean, it's never not cloudy, though. Like, I mean, the only time I've ever seen it break from just clouds and water was when they tried to show the six times America's size hurricane that was battering the eastern coast of the United States while all the webcams were showing no wind whatsoever and people walking around on the streets. But yeah, like, it doesn't matter when you look at it. Like, the ISS feed can't make out even a 4,300 mile long Andes mountain range. Like, why is it that you're on 300 miles high and you can't even make out that huge target, but you believe that you can stand on Earth and look at
the crater? I'll go back to what I was saying earlier on. If you know, I've not brought NASA into it, I've not brought space into it, and I'm not
relevance,
bringing NASA into
I get
space
this.
Into it. What I'm saying is, if you want to have a debate about is NASA, you know, real and is NASA fake, is it a conspiracy, etc., you know, all the space missions, then that's a different thing. If we're going to discuss, you know, the shape of the Earth or the heliocentric theory, I don't, you know, we need to be talking about scientific evidence, not your opinion on whether NASA.
That's not my opinion.
I'll tell you what, I'll even give it you. I'll give you for everything we're going to do today that NASA fake everything. You can have that because it's irrelevant to everything I'm going to bring. We don't need NASA. So you can have that. You can have that as your okay. your point. NASA fake everything. You can have that. So what's your next point? What's your scientific point?
Well, if I win that point, then go ahead. Present your point so that I can understand what you want me to talk about.
Okay, yeah, you can have that point. Can we have picture number two on, please? Right. Okay. Flat out hero, are you familiar with Polaris?
I know what it is.
You know what it is? Just so I know we're on the same page, can you explain to me what it is?
North Star. The one that's always above the North Pole.
Right. And exactly. It's always above the North Pole, isn't it? And whenever we move away from... And this is something you can do. I can do it now. You can do it. And I've got videos of people doing it all over the world. Wherever we go from the North Pole, whatever latitude we're at, Polaris will be at that exact angle in the sky. So this picture here is showing us if we're at 30 degrees latitude, Polaris will be at 30 degrees from the horizon in the sky. Now, I'm sure that you understand the geometry that's on the screen. I'm sure you understand that. It's just simple, you know, parallel angle.
Don't you sure about that?
But... Okay, so the 30 degrees there, the line that's coming up from 30, that where it intersects with the circle, that's our latitude of 30 degrees. Now, you know, geometry tells us that the angle I've labeled 60 and the angle I've labeled 30 have to be those angles, all right? So if we're looking at Polaris at a latitude of 30 and Polaris is 30 degrees in the sky from the horizon, okay, which is what we see when we actually look at it, and then if we repeat that, whatever latitude we go to, that tells us one thing. That tells us that the tangent we're looking at any point on that globe has to be at 90 degrees to the surface of the Earth. And guess what is the only geometric shape in existence that has that tangent at 90 degrees towards the center of the shape? It's a sphere. It is literally the fact we can go anywhere in the Northern Hemisphere. The fact that we can go anywhere in the Northern Hemisphere and look at Polaris at the same angle in the sky as our latitude means literally there is no other geometric shape other than a sphere that can explain that model. And when we flip that and we go under to the equator to the Southern Hemisphere and we look at the Southern Celestial Pole, we get exactly the same. We look at the Southern Celestial Pole and it's exactly at the angle in the sky as our as our latitude. Now, I've got a video of that from Malaysia, which has got a latitude of about 2 degrees. Now, just let me see what video number that was, because I've got it here. Just give us a second. It's video 11.
Can I pause you? Can I pause?
Yeah, go on.
You're kind of overloading me with some shit. I can respond to like little bits and pieces, but you're throwing me way off with all that shit. Like, why is that straight line, that little short 30 line, why is it straight if it's a latitude or a like, why isn't it curved?
The line that's straight is what we call a tangent line. And a tangent line is at 90 degrees to the center of the shape, okay? With a sphere, if we draw a tangent anywhere on the shape, it's always at 90 degrees. A sphere or a circle, sorry, is the only geometric shape that we can ever get a tangent line at 90 degrees to the center. Now, only if that tangent line
what's
is
a tangent line?
The center, will we be able...
Why is a tangent line different on... Okay.
Okay, I'll show you, right? Can you see my circle? That's not... I didn't mean that in a rude way. Can you see my circle? Yeah. All right.
Okay.
If I was to draw a line on that... So here's a tangent line, right? I've done that for you.
I can't see anything. I don't see your screen at all. I don't see anything.
That's not going to help.
I still don't see anything.
Can you... You can't see anything. Can anyone else see me? Am I? Can you see me?
Yeah, you're fine. We can see you and hear you. Go on, please.
Oh, really? It's like two pictures of me on the top.
The diagram.
Oh, move one along with your finger. Move one along.
It's gonna be very
finger.
Difficult to see
to
that drawing because of the. You're gonna have to put it like
this?
Right to the camera.
No.
No, not you, Conspiracy Cat. If you want them to see that drawing, you're gonna have to put like right in front of the camera, kind of thing.
Well, we can put the slide back on, can't we? Slide number was it number one or number two? The one where we just had it up. That one we've just had on. We can put that on, and I'll just describe it. It was slide number two. Can we get that back up? Right. So, Flat Hero, can you see the screen?
Yes.
Right. Okay. So that black line that I've drawn there is a tangent line. Now, if you were to take a protractor and you were to measure the angle between the black line and the circle on either side, they would be matching angles. They'd be the same angle. That's what a tangent is. We draw it so it comes off at the same angle of the circle on each part. It's like an instantaneous gradient. I'm sure you know what that means. Now, what that means is the tangent line is at 90 degrees. No, okay. What it means is essentially it's a straight line drawn across that circle, but the angle, it's hard to put. Where the line comes off the circle, can you see where it comes off the circle at the bottom and where it comes off the circle at the top? If you were to measure those angles with a protractor, they would be the same angle.
60 and 30 on
the other side of the tangent line. The other side of the tangent line. I'll tell you what I'm gonna say flat out here is that essentially, I guess my point is that the only geometric way, unless you can give me another geometric shape, the only shape that will allow us to see Polaris above the North Pole at the same angle as the latitude has to be a sphere. And for us to repeat that with the Southern Celestial Pole, right, then we're not just half a sphere, we're a complete sphere. If we had any other geometric shape, that line would not be constantly at 90 degrees towards the center of the Earth. And it would be physically impossible for it to be any other shape. unless you can think of a shape that allows us to see Polaris at the same latitude, same angle as our latitude, but those shapes don't exist. So what I'm wondering is, what is the flat Earth explanation for being able to see the celestial poles at the same angle in the sky as our latitudes? And you can do that. We have got a video, just so I'm not making this up. I think it's video number 11, if that can come up. Because you can repeat this, you see. I did.
I won't call you liar unless I can confirm it.
No. I'm sure. Can we get clip number 11? It was a YouTube link I sent. Yeah, there was a Word document with links on, yeah. So, no problem. So while he's loading that video, this is from Malaysia, and it's a latitude of about 2 degrees, right? So just above the equator. So just to prove this is true, because you can go out and measure it at your latitude, right? Malaysia is 2 degrees just above the equator. When we look at the video coming up now, you will see Polaris, which is the center of those stars, at about 2 degrees above the horizon. Now, I live about 53 degrees latitude, so I've measured it myself, and Polaris is 53 degrees above my horizon. I don't know where you live, but if you went out and you measured the angle to Polaris from your location, you would find it matches your latitude. And what I'm asking is there any explanation on the flat Earth model, any at all, that would explain that?
Yeah, the plotted Earth is a circle.
No, I'm not talking about number 11, please. Yeah, yes, please. See, if it was a flat disc, right? If it was a circle but a flat disc, then when you move to the equator on the Earth, when you get to the equator and your latitude is zero, okay, then you cannot see Polaris other than maybe by a little bit of refraction. It's bang on the horizon. But if you were on a flat disc, that would never become zero. It does not. What I'm saying is the geometry doesn't work on any other shape. It doesn't work on a flat disc. It doesn't work on a banana shape or an oval shape. It only works on a sphere. It doesn't work on any other shape than a sphere. So what I'm saying is, what is the flat Earth explanation for that?
Well,
yeah,
do you know that the fucking Polaris can be seen from like 25 degrees south of the equator?
No, I don't think Polaris can be seen from... You can see the celestial pole from 25 degrees.
Yeah,
see it marginally. If you can show me some evidence of Polaris being seen from a southern latitude of 25 degrees, that would be impressive.
You got it, dude.
Thanks. Yeah, you can put that up while he's... thanks. Flat out here, do you need... No, it's coming, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry. What's up?
So here we are. This is Malaysia, and all I'm pointing out to you. Oh, you might have. I did put timestamps on the thing as well on the Word document, but essentially you've just fast forwarded it to where you can see Polaris in the middle. And there we go. The northern pole star there, Polaris, right in the center, just above the horizon, just as we predict. I've got loads of videos from different latitudes, but I won't bother going into those. But what I'm saying is, can you figure out another shape, another geometric shape that will allow that to happen?
It's not has anything to do with the shape that you're on. If you were on a ball, then the hump of the sphere should be rising up towards Polaris. You should be looking way uphill at it if you can see that far. Like, why aren't you looking up at the rest of the Earth, bumping up at it? Right? If you're on the side of the ball, in Australia or whatever. Okay, like, you hear what I said? Like, if you're on Australia on the side of the ball, or you're on, like,
I don't really know what you mean, but what I'm saying is we can physically, you can do it now. You can go out, and if it's not cloudy, you can look at Polaris, you can measure the exact angle, and we can predict it. I can go to Scotland and visit Dell, and I can do it from there. I could go down to London, and I can measure it from there at different latitudes, and it will always be the same angle in the sky as a latitude. You can do it. We can go to the North Pole, and as you said yourself, it's straight above the North Pole, 90 degrees above our head at a latitude 90. It will only work. So, I mean, we can move on, and I can bring up something else, you know, if you're not sure, but, like...
Well, that would mean that I'm not sure. I've got an explanation for it. It's you're wrong. You're not. Your premise is way off. Like, what you're saying is it can only be done on a sphere because of what? Like, what have you tried with a computer program that simulates a flat and showing what the distance is? Or because if you simulate a sphere, you're not going to be able to make that work.
Listen, 5 minutes ago, and please don't, I don't mean to be disrespectful when I say this, but 5 minutes ago, I had to explain to you what a tangent line was. Now, if you don't know what a tangent line is, how can you debunk, how can you explain away?
I didn't say I didn't know what a tangent line is.
Okay, what's a tangent line?
I asked you what a tangent line was. I didn't say I know what a tangent line is.
Did you ask me because you knew?
If I tell you, I asked you because I wanted you to explain it.
Okay.
And so far, I still don't see the relevance of it. Yeah.
Well, the relevance is geometrically there is no other physical shape that is possible to allow the northern celestial pole to be seen at the same angle in the sky as our latitude. I'm happy to move on, right? I'm happy to move on if you can say, if you don't have an explanation for it. You're cool. So we can move on from
I'm
that.
I'm not going to say that.
Have you got any more evidence?
If you're just going to run the conversation and act like I'm saying shit that I'm not saying, like we can just fucking like go on with it and I can talk over you too, dude. I'm trying to be straight up fucking respectful. I accept it. Like I can answer your questions, but I just got to understand what you're really getting at. What you're really like trying to say is that it's for sure only going to be able to be done on a sphere. But I got to ask you, like, what tells you that? How are you coming to that conclusion? Do you have any sources you can cite that say that that's the only way it can happen, or is that just something that you're saying? It's just something you're saying.
It's. No, it's not something.
Okay, I'll take a source.
Yeah, of course. Okay. So me saying that that is the only physical shape that would allow that to happen is me also is the same as me saying that the square of a hypotenuse is the same as the sum of the square of the other two sides of the triangle. It's just established fact. You can take how can I put it? There is nobody out there that doesn't understand what a tangent line is on a circle that would disagree with what I'm saying. It's established fact. You know, it's like you asking me now to prove that planes have wings. I can't go and get a plane now and show, but we all know planes have wings and bananas are yellow, all right? And we all know that a tangent line is a 90 degrees to a circle. Okay.
Yeah, I can show you a million videos and pictures and fucking how to build a plane. Like, you know, I can prove it has wings. Like you're just not. I'm asking for a source, bro. Like, I know you got an opinion, and I respect your opinion. I'm not even saying it's a bad opinion, bro. I just want to know where's the source, because just because you're saying it isn't really impressing me. I want to know who else has said that.
Okay, literally any math.
I don't mean to say not impressing me. Like, I'm just saying, you know. Okay, one.
It's not impressive maths. It's fairly basic. Like literally any maths book you will ever put your hands on will have that in there.
Great. What's
any,
the name
any
of
math
one?
Book, anything to do with geometry.
Where's the one you got it from, dude?
Where's the one I got it from? Well, I've known this since I was about 10. I learned this at primary school about the tangents. But like I'm a science teacher, so the maths books I use, and my wife's a maths teacher. I mean, I could run upstairs and wake her up and bring a maths book down. But let's move on to the next point, because
wait, hold up, you're a science teacher? No, I don't want you to at all. You know, I'm like right where you're at, bro. You're a science teacher?
I know. Well, yes, not too much longer.
Really, like for what grade? Yeah, but what grade?
Up to 11 to 18 year olds. So I don't know what grade that is in America.
High school, graduates, seniors. All right, that's cool. That's interesting, dude. That's props on that. But it's funny to me that a teacher would have taken the first point I made and not, like, take me to town over it, and then just go to the first point that you're making is going to be something that's completely just... I guarantee you, 99% of this audience has no idea what the fuck you're talking about. They might be saying that they do, but they're really not.
I do. The stuff YI, and I can guarantee probably 90%. I would say not upwards of 99% who's actually graduated second grade probably knows what he's talking about, actually. So I will throw that out there. I think it's pretty well ubiquitous that most people have a common understanding of like Pythagoras' theorem. And
that the sphere is the only object? No, but the sphere is the only place. The model
that he's using tangent lines, which means you have I'm going to explain to you what a tangent line is, because I think that people
it's already know this. Straight line against the side of the circle.
It's on one point, right? Okay, so it's 90 degrees from the center of the circle, right? It's orthogonal. You have an orthogonal line come up like this, and you have a tangent line. So it's on one point. The only way that would work when you have parallel lines coming in this way, so we would see it from different places, is on a round Earth. We see it at the same height. Matter of fact, Malaysia is like 4 degrees north, if I'm not mistaken. So if you go below the equator and you're no longer on northern latitudes, you no longer can see it because you're no longer at a point where the parallel lines are coming down towards you because you're below that point. And I think that probably 99% of the entire audience probably does know that. If they don't, please let me know and we can continue down that line. But you want to go on a different line, Conspiracy Cast? Because I don't think he's quite...
I mean, I'll give it to you because I'm not going to be a bitch about it. But, you know, honestly, I just don't.
Well, it's,
whatever. Yeah, you get
it's one apiece. I gave you NASA, so it's one apiece. We're drawing.
There you go. 1-1. There you go. 1-1. Fair enough. There you go.
If you've got something to show, then it's your turn. If not, do you want to show something or do you want me to go on?
Well, I'd like to address Wolfie's answer to my challenge, because that really has to do with the shape of the Earth, and there's no way getting around this one. So if everybody's ready, I'd like to address Wolfie and you and everybody else that's accusing me of reneging on my fucking challenge. And if that's okay with everybody, my time's shining. Yeah? Good. All right, so if we take a bunch of flight charts that are sectionals, say that there's the size of the FAA sectionals, which picture like LA and Chicago, that area, that small little section doesn't show any curvature, but you can piece them together and make a map of a state, and a map of a country, and then you can make a map of the world if you lay them all out. What the problem with Wolfie's latest video, where he actually did map that, right? I don't know if everybody's familiar with my challenge. The challenge is to fucking start at any place in the world, any place in the world, travel from point A to point B. When you get to point B, make a 90-degree angle turn either way, and then travel the same distance you traveled from, travel straight lines, go the same distance you travel in the first one, second leg, and then when you get to the second, or point C, you're going to make your second turn. And then if you're on a ball, you should travel the same distance as you traveled the first two legs, and you'd be right back where you started. But if you map it on flight charts that are laid out into a big map, and it doesn't matter how, if you got the whole map of the world, which nobody's shown yet, but if you were to do that, let's say that we got down over here, right? I don't know if anybody can see this. I'm just going to try to do this real ghetto real quick. That's how I roll. Sorry. All right. So we got over here, this corner right here, let's say. All right. So we got this corner down here, right? If I can get up there. It's kind of hard. All right. Right there is the first sectional you put, right? So we put another sectional, another sectional, another sectional, another sectional, another sectional, another sectional, and then we build up to the next one. Go all the way across. Build up all the way from Antarctica all the way up to North Pole, right? So it's basically what would be a Mercator-style projection. But the only problem with that is when you lay out flight charts and you piece them together and they're stuck to the floor, let's say you glue them to the floor so that you're actually looking at a huge map of the Earth. When you start in the North or the South Pole in a Mercator map is going to be this entire bottom line of the map, right? Okay, well, if you lay out the sectional charts, that doesn't happen anymore. Now the South Pole is going to be at whatever flight chart that you actually have it pictured in. So if it's right here, say, let's say we got the South Pole actually pictured in this flight chart, and we've built up over here and built it all the way up. If we start right here and we travel the way that Wolfie did, and then we make a turn and make another turn, that's the correct pattern. That's the perfect criteria. But that's the South Pole. This is not the South Pole. Does anybody see a little bit of a problem with that? Or can anybody explain why when you piece together all the pictures of Earth, the little pictures of Earth, and you piece them all together, and you can still navigate by that map that you piece together because it is as accurate as a picture of it, how is it that you are able to, or you're not able to return to where you started when you started?
Okay. Well, what I'd say with that, first of all, two things. I mean, I'm not a pilot. This isn't my proper response, but a little bit of appealing to authority. Wolfie 6020 is an actual pilot, and I'm going to suggest, right, without any offense, that he probably has a better understanding of flight charts than people who aren't pilots. Okay. My layman response, because I've never used a flight chart myself, right, and I've never flown a plane myself, would be simply, you know, let's say you take a spherical shape, like an orange, right, and you peel the orange off, and then you try and lie that orange flat and turn it into a two-dimensional image. You're going to have problems, aren't you? So if you're looking at a two-dimensional screen and you're trying to – exactly. So it's the problem isn't with the fact that you can turn 90 degrees twice and end up at the South Pole. The problem is how you're transferring a three-dimensional spherical shape to a two-dimensional iPad or piece of paper. And I'd say that
we're talking about
causing you confusion.
We're talking about flights. We're not talking about ships or truck routes. We're talking about the third dimension of depth and height. We're able to use the third dimension over a 2D map because that's reality. Looking down at Earth from an airplane, it looks like a 2D map directly underneath you. The picture of Earth from the projections is the same thing you see above the Earth looking down. Like, that's exactly, if you could see through all the clouds or whatever it is, that's the same thing. It's just little pictures of the Earth. Here's a picture. They are all accurate. There's none of them that are not accurate because you can get where the hell you're going using them. So if they're all accurate and you can get where you're going by using them, but you can't get where you're going by using a globe, otherwise everybody would be using a globe and they wouldn't have to make distortions, then how is it that when you've got a picture, a little picture, literally a picture of this part of the Earth, 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 and this part of the Earth, this one contains the South Pole, how is it that you're gonna just skip over logic and say, oh, well, I'm not a pilot, I'm just a science teacher, I'm just a lowly science teacher. Okay. Like, I'd have respect for just science teachers. I would think that you'd be able to explain that real quick. It's not a hard thing to do. You're looking at a picture, it's accurate.
You're right.
Why isn't it?
Okay, so here's the thing. Accurate. When you're saying that you look... So here's the thing. When you're saying you look down at when you're in a plane, you look at the ground and it looks flat. Yeah, places locally, right, very locally, will look flat. But when you do build that big picture up, right, you can't build it up into a two-dimensional shape. The fact is, like we've just established with the Polaris question, it builds up into a circle. You can't lay out two-dimensional printouts of a piece of paper and expect to have the same, you know, geometry expect to have no sort of distortion of that three-dimensional shape if you lay it out as a two-dimensional shape on the floor. Try it with an – you could do it. You can take an orange peel, right, and you can take that orange apart and you can press it on the ground and you won't be able to do it.
You're doing it backwards, bro. What that is if you were to take pictures of Earth or take the sectionals, create a map of Earth using just the sectionals, then try to wrap that around a ball, you're going to end up with a bunch of missing flight charts because they're going to be where the folds are. And it's funny because there are a bunch of missing flight charts when you try to find all the published flight charts. Imagine that.
But what I'll say is, right, Wolfie's a pilot and he knows what he's talking about. Secondly, even if there was some sort of conspiracy and all the flight charts in the world were wrong, we're talking about science.
No, they're right.
Like I'll present in a minute that talks about the shape of the Earth. I tell you what, you know what? I'm happy to give you this. You can have that one, right? So it's 2-1 to you. That's fine, right? You can have that.
Can we move on to my point? I can talk about this all day. I've been really wanting everybody to really understand that. So
no, you can have it. I don't agree with it. I don't agree with that, and I think other than appealing to authority and saying, well, actual pilots know what they're talking about, and because you don't understand what I'm talking about, taking a 3D shape and turning it into a 2D shape, I think we'll be here all night if I don't just give you that.
Well, okay, I understand that, though. Like I'm saying, if you were to take the pictures that you laid out, which are now you can navigate by all those pictures, whether or not you add a bunch together or not, those are accurate pictures. They're just pictures. Like, there's nothing different. Like, if you were to map the world using actual photography, take picture, replace the maps with the pictures, That is what I'm talking about. You don't have to be a pilot. You don't have to be a freaking rocket scientist. It's just that's the way it is. That's the picture of Earth. Like, that's it.
Okay. So, let me ask you a question.
Let's go next.
Right. Let me ask you a question before we move on, because I'm going to steal it back. But before we move on, let me ask you a question.
Right.
Let's say you're stood in the middle of a circle. You've got all your friends and family all around you in a circle. Yeah. You stand with your camera and you take a picture. You take a picture of the people stood right in front of you. And then you tilt your camera a little angle and you take a picture of those people. And then you tilt it again and you take a picture and you go right round in a clock and you take a picture of absolutely everybody. Right? You've gone round in 360 degrees. And then you print off all those pictures, which are two-dimensional. You put them out on the floor and they go from left to right. Is that an accurate representation of what really happened in a three-dimensional space? Yes or no?
Well, no, because now you're taking now you're taking 3D. You're not taking pictures of a 2D. You're taking 3D, and you're trying to put it on a 2D. You can't take a 3D and put it on a 2D. You can fucking use the third dimension over a 2D map. Yeah, absolutely. Like you can have a flat map and say this is where the flights are. They're flying above it. They don't have to. Just because they're using third dimension doesn't mean that the map has to be 3D. Like it's above it. It's not restricted by any of those laws.
Right.
Like you're able to go over it.
So is the Earth three dimensional or two dimensional?
No, everything's 3D that we see because we see 3D, and like you know.
So and the flight charts cover the entire globe. So you are taking, by definition, if we're doing flight charts of the whole Earth, and you have just told me the Earth is three-dimensional, by definition, we're taking a three-dimensional image and trying to stretch out onto a two-dimensional plane. Or we're taking lots of little clips of a three-dimensional image and then trying to stretch it out. But even
you said that the map was 2D.
Really,
you said that, not me. You did.
Right. Well,
you said the map was 2D. You said that. Yeah, that is.
A flat iPad screen is 2D, and a piece of paper is 2D. Having said that, I think I don't. I can hear a dog barking. Is that yours?
No, you know it's quite all right. As a matter of fact, as a standing thing with us, we have to have a dog bark at least every flat Earth debate. In fact, the original podcast we started doing, every one we did had a dog barking. It was just surreal. It couldn't go a single podcast without a dog barking. So it's fine for us because we're used to it. Yeah,
my guard dog.
Right. Can we bring up the first video link that I put on that Word document, please? The first video link. Give and while that's being loaded, right, Flat Out Hero.
I object.
No problem. What?
Yeah. Well, I'm just kidding.
While that's being loaded, Flat Out Hero. One of the things that you know I was going to say before is that the globe 100%. Is consistent in terms of the explanations it has for all the observations. And one of the observations we have on the globe is boats going over the horizon and being lost behind the horizon, all right? So if you were to see a boat going over the horizon and being lost behind the horizon, right? If you were to see a boat being lost behind the horizon, what would your reaction be?
Is this using optics or not?
Is this, this, this
I, when
is
I see
using,
a boat going over their eyes?
Well, the video is going to be coming.
Copernicus
in a second.
And it's going to start with it's going to show the first bit of the boat is going to be after the camera's already fully zoomed in. I don't even have to know what the video is.
No, it's not.
I don't know anything about it. I just know. Oh, it's not.
No, it's not.
So it's going to be zoomed out, and we're going to watch it go over the horizon.
Yep. Yeah. This video I'm going to show you now. Right now, Soundly does some brilliant videos. He's got some fantastic clips. Right, Wolfie does some brilliant videos. Sean Hufford does some brilliant stuff. But what I'm going to show you now, I swear to God, was taken by a flat earther called Ranty Flat Earth. He had
how do you know
what do you call it? A goat fund,
flat Earth.
Because he's
how do you know that Ranty's really flat Earth?
Nathan Oakley. Either way, he's got a P900 camera.
Okay.
Right, he's got a P1000 camera, and he spent half an hour zooming in on a boat, watching that. And it was a massive boat, right? Watching it go right over the horizon, top to bottom. So when that gets looked up in a minute, I'd be really interested in your flat Earth explanation of how you can debunk this video. And this was taken by a flat earther,
not someone
who believes in the globe. And you've already given it.
If you say so.
What do you mean?
I've already given my explanation, and watch, it won't change. It's going to be zoomed in when he says that it's going over the horizon.
Right. So if we you're gonna have to play about.
Wait. Does that look like a zoom? Is that all the way zoomed in? Hold on, real quick though, because I just want to make sure we're clear. That's not a zoomed in image.
Yeah.
That is what you see when you look at the beach.
Shut up for a second while I finish. If you rewind it right to the beginning, we can skip and we can see when it's not zoomed in because he stood right at the beach. So if you go right back to the beginning and we'll skip through this, right? So right back to the very start. And what he'll do is he will zoom in and out and in and out. And you'll see, so here, this is where he's located the boat and he's looking at the boat. So clearly, right, that's a real boat, isn't it, flat out here, yeah? And we can see how much of the bottom of that boat is.
Wait till he zooms out.
And if you... Yeah, he will zoom out in a second, yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. And then he'll zoom back in again, and we'll watch it sail right over the curve.
The second curve.
Now, this is on for about half
Copernicus,
an hour.
Copernicus never had any optics. They didn't have anything invented like back then as far as a telescopic view especially. What he's using is a P900, and that is the most advanced telescopic view
of
cameras at the time. It's probably that's the most current one now. So, but what he's using is he's trying to say that we have to be able to zoom in using the most advanced optics that we've ever had in order to see an observation that Copernicus made with his bare eyes 1500 years ago, and we can still make with our bare eyes at the beach today. So yeah, it's the same explanation that I gave before you even showed the video.
Listen to the question I'm going to ask you, right? I'm going to be very specific about the question, and I want to answer the question specifically that I'm going to ask. As this boat takes half an hour to go over the horizon, and we can skip through the video, and I'll post the link so anyone can watch this later on. It's not made up. As this boat takes half an hour to go over the horizon, it very slowly disappears from the bottom up. Mm-hmm. Very, very slowly. And as the bottom disappears, the angular size of the top of the boat does not disappear anywhere near the same rate as the disappearance of the bottom of the boat. Not that it should anyway. What I'm asking you is, what explanation have you got? I don't want to hear about Copernicus and what he used to do with his telescopes, right? What scientific explanation have you got
for
what you're seeing right now on the screen? I don't give a shit what Copernicus... Sorry, I don't care what Copernicus had in terms of telescopes. Not. Yeah, what is your explanation for what you're seeing? What is your explanation for what you are seeing on the screen? Go on.
You ready?
Go on.
All right. I'm going to say it right now. Don't interrupt me. All right. Look, he has not zoomed out all the way once. You said he was going to at the beginning of the video, and we've been back and forth to the video. Well, I'm trying. If you let me finish, I'll tell you. The reason that it's as important is because Copernicus made that observation, and you can make that observation today without using zoom. Why is it that he has to use a zoom before he can see it go over the horizon?
Because it's far away, right? That's how it works.
Okay, but
away, so you need a zoom to see the far away. This is literally, if you don't use a zoom, what you can
Copernicus
see is the
angular
size.
You don't need to. Nobody needs to. Go to a beach.
You
can see it
Copernicus?
Go over the fucking horizon.
Why are we talking about Copernicus?
Because you can watch.
What you're
you
doing
can watch
now, you're dodging
this
the question. You're dodging the question
no,
now.
No, I'm telling you. Look, you can watch this happen with your bare eyes.
I asked you very specifically. I asked you, well, either way, if you can watch it with your bare eyes, even better. I asked you specifically, right? And I'm going to keep asking until you either say you can explain it or you can't. And I don't care what.
Please, I'd like to explain it. I'd like to explain it. I get it.
I've asked you specifically. Okay, so let me explain the question.
How to explain this?
I've asked you specifically, why is that boat disappearing from the bottom up? And why is the obstruction the water, right? I don't care what Copernicus did. I'm talking about this boat. I don't care if he's zoomed in while he's looking at it or zoomed out as he's looking at it. I don't care what color underpants he's got on. All I care about is why
the
boat disappeared from the bottom up.
I got your answer. Ready? All right, look. The reason that you're seeing it disappear from the bottom up right now is because you're looking through a lot more dense air than if you were to be higher, you'd be looking through less dense air, and you wouldn't see the magnification effect, and you wouldn't see the water rise like that. If there's a strong wind that blows, you will see the entirety of that boat come right back into view because that water line will drop. I've seen it happen over a lake. When a gust blows all that dense air, hold on, real quick, I'm just trying to get through it. When a gust of wind blows all that thick, dense air and really gets it all cleared away, like a real strong gust comes through, you'll see that horizon, that waterline, drop all the way down. Like on one video I've seen, you can barely see the tops of the trees, and then fucking 2 seconds later, after the wind fucking blows, you can see the trunks. You can see all the way down. You see all the leaves and the trunks. How did the horizon drop right then? Because of the wind?
Well, hang on. So what you're saying is, right, that the Earth somehow is that dense, it's somehow blocking it. That doesn't explain why it disappears from the bulb. It doesn't explain why we can see the turbines in
air.
The turbines in the background are further away than the boat. So why can we see the turbines in the background if it's distance that's doing it? They are further away from the boat.
They're taller.
And what you've got to explain to me is why does it happen? And this is the thing that you're refusing to answer. Why does it happen from bottom up? And I'm going to keep asking that question. Why does it happen from bottom up?
Dense air.
Can you answer that question?
At the lowest.
And he's just zoomed out. If we just go back to that last bit, you can see he zoomed out there.
Go back to the last bit.
He zooms right out. And you'll see him zoom out. And you'll see he's stood. And he's not even stood on sea level. He's stood a few meters above sea. And it was right at the very end.
So you're saying when he zooms out that it won't be an empty horizon? That you're still going to see that much of the boat when he zooms out? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Well, no.
I bet it's an empty horizon.
So he needs a zoom to see it.
No, you don't. You don't. That's the thing. That's why you need to learn about Copernicus. Copernicus didn't ever have a zoom.
Nobody has a zoom.
You can do it today with your bare eyes.
Copernicus is irrelevant.
No, he's not. He's the one that made the observation.
I'm asking you the
question. This is where this came from.
I'm taking this.
You just did.
Know.
I just answered.
No, Copernicus didn't build a boat and a P-1000.
I answered this.
Copernicus didn't have a P-1000 and a
P-1000. No, exactly. Exactly. Right. He did not. That's right. So how did he make the observation?
He didn't make this observation. Made this observation? Copernicus
did
it? Dead.
No. Originally,
Copernicus didn't make this.
Come on, Mr. Science Teacher. Seriously?
Originally, Copernicus was dead before that boat was built.
Okay. What? Right. What boat? Not this boat. I'm talking about the observation of a ship over the horizon. A ship over horizon observation. Are you really that? Like
this ship now that I'm talking to you about. Yeah, it's me, John. What I'm asking specifically, right, and Copernicus doesn't come into it because he was dead before the boat was built and the camera was made and Ranty was born. Why is the boat disappearing from the bottom up?
Because it will disappear from the bottom up when the density. Yeah, if you bye-bye what? Like if you zoom in, then you're saying that you have to zoom in order to make that observation? Like I want you to commit to that. You're saying you have to.
Right. The question
Where's the boat?
Bottom up? Perspective.
Where's the boat?
Wait. It's gone over the horizon.
Where's the boat?
We've just seen it go over the horizon. Why it zoomed out. It's gone over the
horizon. Right now, when it's zoomed out.
Do I have to say this
when
eight
it's zoomed out. You can say it as many times as you want, bro. Like, it's not going to change it. Okay, how is it
that he has to use
a zoom to see that? How does he have to use a zoom to see
it
go over the horizon?
Because it is far away.
That's fine. You can see one.
Away
you can watch
gets,
it with your own eyes.
Angular side. Look, it's gone. It's gone there. You can see on the screen now. It's gone. Bye-bye, boat. It's gone.
I understand it went over the second horizon.
It's disappeared from the bottom up. You
can accept the loss, my bro, the second horizon. The first one is with your bare eyes. If you have to zoom in.
Explain to me the science behind the second horizon. Explain to me the science behind it.
Yeah, you're fucking looking through an optical instrument, seeing something that you cannot see with your bare eyes. Because if it was with your bare eyes, it'd be gone, just like it shows. There's no boat at the horizon. It's already gone over that horizon. If you zoom in, you pull it all the way back in. So I did. Yeah, there's no need. You're not watching the boat go over the horizon. You're not watching a boat go over the horizon. You're watching a boat go over.
We just watched the boat go over the horizon.
I saw a boat
over a horizon.
I'm pretty sure that boat.
Except for the fact that when you, well, I'm sure you guys are, but when you stop and think about it for 2 seconds, how did it get out of view of Randy without using optics? How did it do that? Did it come to a small point and disappear?
Because it was a boat and it sailed far away.
Whoa! No,
it went over the horizon.
They zoom in; it's right there. It's not over the horizon. They zoom in on it; it's there.
It went over the horizon. I can tell you.
I can tell you from experience, in being in the Navy for 6 years, 4 years at sea, once something goes over that horizon, you can have the most powerful telescope ever invented. You're not going to see it.
We just saw a video where that's not true. We just saw that. That boat was not visible when you zoomed out. It was already over the horizon.
Because it was over the horizon.
And there's plenty of videos that will show you. There's plenty of videos that'll show you.
You just reverse.
Empty horizon and zoom in.
Steve is saying the exact opposite of what you're saying. Steve is saying.
What?
If you zoom in, there's a certain, like, you could zoom in all you want with the most powerful telescope you got. There's a distance at which, if the boat goes over the horizon, you will not be able to zoom in.
That the curve should block you.
Yeah.
I get that. It should block you. That's what my point is. He's not saying anything different to me.
No, he's saying it does.
Okay, when you're watching that ship with your bare eyes before it goes over the horizon. No, I didn't, but now look. When you're watching a ship go with your bare
eyes, I've got to zoom and I'm looking at it.
Okay, well, if you don't care about it, then you're never going to understand what I'm talking about. Well, I'm trying to explain it to you. If you just, like, calm down for 2 seconds and, like, go work with me, bro. Like, I fucking, I've been working with you fine.
You're dodging the question.
I haven't been argumentative at all. No, I'm not. I'm trying to get you to fucking let me answer it.
All right, we can't have you guys talking over each other. Hang on. We can't have you guys talking over each other, so let's try to get this on track. He's asking you what you mean by second horizon. I'm kind of curious about that as well. Can you explain to us what you mean in your own words by second horizon?
Yes. All right. Got the floor? Got it. Good. All right. If you fucking
you
look
the floor, man.
Through no awesome, thank you. If you look through no optics whatsoever, you will see it go over the first horizon. That's how it exits your vision. That's what Copernicus saw. That's what everybody can see when they go to the beach. It will go over that first horizon. Now, when he starts his video, it's already gone over that first horizon. He's already watched it go disappear bottom first. And it didn't get to a point. It went bottom first over the horizon. Now he uses a zoom, uses the camera. He pulls it fully back into zoom. That makes it impossible to do on round Earth because that should be looking through the Earth to see the boat. That's what I'm saying about the second horizon. You're looking through a lot more dense air then, but you're still looking through a shitload of dense air just to see it with your bare eyes. That dense air can be blown out of the way, and it'll move that magnification of the waves or the water, especially over water. Air gets really dense, and when that makes that magnification effect really, really pronounced. So when you see that, when you see a gust of wind blow the horizon and make it look lower, look for videos of it, man. There's plenty of evidence to see it. People aren't even flat earthers that have just they catch it by accident trying to zoom in on shit. It's what happens, man. Like, it's just dense air. The first horizon is what you really should be worrying about, conspiracy cats, because, like, no matter how much you want to deny that Copernicus has anything to do with it, that's the reason that we're talking about this today. It would not have been if it wasn't for Copernicus, we wouldn't have the ship over the horizon fucking issue to talk about. In order for him to be seeing that boat that he's seeing, that he zoomed in on, he's already had to have seen it go over the horizon. So that's why. Is there something you don't think I'm telling the truth about? I can show you what I'm talking about if you want.
I think specifically
you don't understand. Okay, what specifically?
Let me just put one flaw in your question and see if you can answer this. If you are saying that somehow the density of the air is cutting off the bottom of the boat, right? Why do we see the waterline rise in relation to the boat then? Why can we see the waterline that high up, but the boat somehow is magically cut off? And why is the boat magically cut off at the exact point the waterline meets it? And why does the angular size of the top of the boat not disappear as fast as a bottom of the boat? What is the actual science behind what you took? Because it's all right you just saying there's a horizon, a second horizon, and Copernicus was a cool dude. It's all right you're saying all that, but what is the actual science? Because I have a scientific explanation, and that is exactly what's predicted by the globe Earth. You can say the words, there's a second horizon, but if you can't explain to me now the exact science behind how it's made, I'm just going to assume you're making it up.
Well, you can assume whatever I want, man. How is it density? Air has density. If you're looking through the most dense part of the air,
okay,
it's gonna be more obstructed.
So let me ask you a question, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
So if I was to take, just let me ask you a hypothetical question. If I was to take
an egg
or even a wedding ring, right? Hang on. If I was to take an egg or a wedding ring and I was to put it at the end of a 100-meter racetrack, and then I was to go to the other end of a 100-meter racetrack and put a camera down and take a picture, would I have the same effect where I'd be missing the bottom part of that egg? Yes or no?
That depends on how low your camera is, because if you want to get the perspective of an ant,
well,
like my videos have shown, and my video, my video has proven, like, an ant isn't going to be as tall as the middle section of your camera lens that's above ground. An ant isn't. That would be like him on a fucking Empire State Building or more, or taller. In order to get an ant's perspective, you got to literally bring the center of your screen, the center of your camera, to the halfway point of, like say, like my video has cement. Like, it goes right there. That's well, where that's on, where the ant's perspective is. He can see... What?
Ranty Flat Earth is bigger than an ant. He's not a tall guy, but he's bigger than an ant. So you're saying
that
you have to be as small as an ant if you see it on a race? Yeah, so do you understand what I'm saying? So Ranty Flat Earth isn't as tall as an ant. So if it works for him, what I'm asking you is, if we put it on a, if we put a camera on a racetrack and point it at an egg, the other end of the racetrack, would we see any of that egg vanish, yes or no?
If you had a long enough racetrack,
if
absolutely.
I was to do it tomorrow, but how long would it be? 100 meters?
Yeah. In order, it depends on how high your camera is. If your camera is fucking, if your camera is only,
if it was on the floor,
my camera
if it was
in
on the
my
floor.
Videos. No. If it's just on the
if
floor,
it
depends
on
how
floor.
Tall that lens is. That wherever the middle of the screen is,
2 inches
like, wherever
off the floor.
Wherever that line. Okay, if it's 2 inches off the floor, then yeah, right. I'd say probably like you'd probably want 6 football fields, 7 football fields, or whatever. You're right. Jumping from
because
an ant's perspective to the Empire State Building of an ant.
Right. What I'm going to say now is you've not provided me with any scientific explanation whatsoever for why the bottom of that boat has disappeared. You've just said the words Copernicus. You've said the word horizon. You've said the word
density. That's scientific.
You've given me literally. You've density. Said the word. You've said the word density, but you've not explained to me. You explained to. I tell you. Let me ask you now. What is density? What do you understand by the term density? What is
the
it?
More dense an object is, it's going to get lower. It's going to find its level lower in the medium,
no,
like say
what
air.
What is density?
It's more dense than air. Well, it's the amount of matter that's in an object, I guess, or mass that an object has, I guess. Like it's the more compact mass is into an object, the more dense it is. Like,
right. So how does that cause the effect we've just seen with that boat? What, you can't just say the word density to me and then expect me to believe it. How does that physically cause
air.
The effect we've just seen? When a globe Earth
air density.
And the curve on that Earth explains it perfectly. No, you're just saying the word density to me again. Explain
air.
Properly. Stop air just density. Stop just saying the word air density and explain it. You just explain it. You're just
air.
Stating the word. How does it work?
I'm trying to state it so that you can get it. Air density. When air has more, when it's more dense, air lowest and like closest to the you're closest to the bottom, the crust of the Earth. Say, when that air is that close to the Earth, it's harder to see through because it's going to refract and it's going to create a distortion in your vision, which is what the horizon.
Brilliant.
Is.
Can we bring up picture 17, please? Picture 17 that I gave you. Can
Absolutely.
We do that?
Absolutely.
So you're saying that the Earth closer to that water is denser, yeah? So let's have a look at what actually happens when we've got light traveling through a medium that's denser up into a medium that's less dense. Let's have a look. Oh, there we go. Right. So the bottom, the liquid here at the bottom is more dense than the liquid at the top. And we can see that as that light rises, it refracts, and it refracts as it gets into the less and less dense media. It refracts away from the critical angle, away from the normal, sorry, as it comes into the less dense medium until it hits a critical angle. And then it comes right back down again. So if I was stood at the other end of that fish tank, I would still be able to see, if I was stood on the right-hand side, I'd still be able to see the left-hand side. This is what you are saying should happen if it's down to density, right there in front of you. But that's not what we're seeing. We're seeing a total obstruction and a total blockage. And all you can say to me is the word density. You're just repeating it over and over again. This is my scientific demonstration of why you're wrong. Can you give me a proper scientific explanation without just saying the word density?
Yeah, I definitely can, buddy. Put that back up, please, if you could. That'd be awesome. Okay, now look. You see the middle of that hump, the tallest part of that little like dome you got there with that line? That's the horizon.
That's a laser.
Buddy.
That's actually light.
That laser, when you're standing... I get that. When you're standing on either the left or the right side, I get that. Like we're talking about... Work with me for a second, bro. Right or left, you're standing in the right corner or the left corner, it doesn't matter. And you're trying to look at the object. If you're trying to look at the other side of the tank, can you see the other side of the tank without the light having to bend? No, your horizon gets brought up to your eye level, and you're not going to be able to see all the objects on this side or all the objects on that side. So here's where your horizon comes up, right? And when you blow, if you make that temperature of that water or whatever's making it bend like that, whatever's creating the density factor there, if you make it so that it's not dense, like simulate wind blowing it out of the way, yeah, you can see everything just like we can regular on Earth. It's simple.
Maybe here it would is help, where you contradict yourself.
I gotta let you guys know we have about maybe 5 minutes or 10 minutes before I have to start reading super chats. We do have to wrap this up by 9:30 Eastern, so we are in a time crunch. We got about 20 minutes before we're done. Hang on, flat out here. Like, so we have an understanding of a mutual thing when it comes to density. Do you know the formula for density? It's actually a rho equals something. Do you know what that formula would be?
No.
Okay, it's mass over volume. Basically, mass per unit volume. That's the simple way to think of density. Okay. So when he's talking about density, he's saying there's a certain amount of mass in a certain amount of space that's in a three-dimensional space that's called the volume. So it's usually in kilograms per meters cubed. So I just want to make sure we're on the page because I think you're using these terminologies a little bit different than the most of us, and it's a little bit confusing when you use like density. That's because him and I know what the word means. Like literally knows what the word means. I'm not sure that
you probably have a better understanding.
I do believe so.
You don't have a better understanding, okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
But am I wrong? More dense air congregates at the lowest in the medium that it's going to be. It's not going to be more dense does not go higher. More dense goes lower in every medium.
I don't know what that even means.
Flat out here.
Really? Like a rock in air is going to drop down to the bottom of whatever its containment is. If it's going through the medium of air, it's going to drop real quick. If it's going through the medium of water, it's going to drop a lot slower because it's more dense. It's more dense than air, but it's not as dense as a rock. The rock's not going to stop going through mediums until it hits something that's as or dense enough to stop it. Like that's it. Like the density of the air is going to find its level at the bottom until something disturbs it or moves it, and that can be wind, it can be the temperature, it can be gradual, it can be quick. The dense air is what's causing that magnification effect.
Right.
I'm not done with either, Kit Kats. I know.
Yeah, hang on. We got only a few minutes left, so let's wrap it up.
Okay.
Conspiracy, say what you got to say, and then let's kind of wrap it up so we can get the super chats.
Okay. So what I'm going to say, flat here, what you've demonstrated to me today, we brought up Palau. I mean, I had loads of stuff here, and it's been a drag getting through it all. And we haven't, right? We brought up Polaris, we brought up a tangent. You explained to me yourself you didn't understand the geometry of explaining away Polaris. You just didn't understand it. You're now using terms like density without any understanding of what they are, with some kind of pseudo shitball explanation of how that causes the boat to be blocked off from the bottom. I urge you to sit back and think, right, do I actually have a proper explanation for what is going on? Or am I just saying words that I've heard other people hear just because they've used them in a context that might help me out right now? You are literally just using words that you've heard before. You literally provided absolutely no explanation for how the bottom of that boat disappears. We have time for any more questions, or are we disappearing?
We could take some questions. The only thing I might want to add is the fact that when that ship is going over the horizon, right? If you're not zoomed in, you're going to see it go smaller and smaller because the angular diameter is going to get smaller and smaller. You're going to see less and less of the boat that's coming over the horizon that's visible. When you zoom in, now you can see that same amount of boat, but you see it larger because you're zooming in, so it's towards your frame of reference. But you're not going to see anything that's already gone below the curve, and I think that's what Conspiracy Cats and like every other person on the planet is trying to explain to flat earthers. It's going away to your vanishing point is what it actually is, and as you zoom in on that vanishing point, now you're seeing what is left over the horizon that's still above it, and now you're just zooming in and you're seeing that part. So when you zoom back out, you're not going to be able to see that with the naked eye very well because you have very low acuity at 100 miles away or something. So you have to zoom in, but you're not seeing any part of that ship that is already going over that what we would call the first horizon, and obviously the only horizon because that's the only one that exists there. There are other types of horizons, but you're just zooming in on something that is left over that your naked eye is not going to be able to resolve because of resolution issues.
Okay, here, Steve, I'll give this to you. I think that you're probably... Oh, sorry, answered.
Well, I just asking. I don't want to speak for Conspiracy Cats. I just want to make sure that he's on the same page as me on that.
I think he said it.
No, absolutely, yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's pretty much exactly what I should have said. But like, you know, but my point is, this is a frustration, right? When I ask flat earthers things about boats going over the horizon, they throw back these throwaway terms like, oh, it's density, it's a second horizon, it's an angle of attack, it's perspective.
Nobody else says that.
But literally, who else says that? Believe me, they do. Right?
They do.
Right?
But literally, when pressed, just like you've been pressed tonight, when actually pressed for a proper scientific explanation, right? You can't give one. And what you're showing is that literally you're using these throwaway terms without any kind of understanding of what you're talking about, but you're sticking by it like glue, right? What I really urge you to do, honestly, is go away and learn what density is, learn what refraction is, right? Learn what perspective is, learn what geometry is. And if you did that, you'd see that all the things that you know, all the observations you make in the real world fit with the globe model perfectly.
That's
what I'm saying.
All right, we have a lot more super chats than I had intended. So, glad I hear. Why don't you give us a 1 minute wrap from your perspective, and then we'll get to the super chats, because this is the only thing that's going to help me kill the pain later when I go out and buy some alcohol.
All I got to say to everybody out there is, go to a beach if you want to see if I'm lying. I beg you to try to prove me a liar and try to make a video showing that I'm a liar. Go film a boat going over the horizon without using a zoom. And then watch it go over the horizon bottom first. Watch it do what it just did in his video when it was all the way zoomed in. And then for yourself, after it cannot be seen anymore with your naked eye or the cameras unzoomed, zoom in on that empty spot where you know damn well it just went. See the whole fucking video that you just saw right now through your own eyes, through your own camera. Know that you just saw it go over the first horizon. Now it's going over the second horizon. And realize that there's no vanishing point when it comes to boats going on the horizon. They don't get too small and then disappear into a point, or come to a point and disappear. That's not the observation. That's nowhere near. Like, vanishing point shouldn't even exist on the ball Earth, because everything should be below the horizon. You shouldn't have a vanishing point on ball Earth. It should all disappear bottom first over the horizon. And I know that these three guys right here are probably way more intelligent than me. I'm not even going to argue the fact that I don't think I'm smart, but I know that I'm perceptive, and I know for a fact that you can go and do it yourself. And that's all we're trying to say. As flat earth doesn't want you to believe the earth is flat, bro. We want you to get out there and start learning all these things that he just accused me of not learning for yourself.
Well, there you go, people. Go learn it for yourself. I actually, first thing he said that I actually agree with this entire show, so I will agree with him on that. So anyways, let's get through these real quick. Steven Stein, $2. Who's that ugly bald guy on the left? I think that's one of your friends, by the way. You know this guy, because I think he's one of your friends.
Hi, Steve.
Steven Stein says another $2. Oh, that's just a potato. Steve McCray, that was me. I did a super chat and I said I regret my life decisions right now, and I do. Oskosh Budosh, $5. Ask Flat Out Hero if he has paid Wolfie 6020 $100,000 yet. I don't think that you have.
No way. He's got to complete the challenge first. Forget that part.
you don't believe that he has?
I know that he hasn't.
Do you have $100,000 to give him?
If he can prove. No, I don't have $100,000 at once. My description. Okay. My description in the video said I'd give $1,000 at once. Yeah, I can do that. Okay. No, I can do that.
Oh, okay.
I offered that. I offered $100,000, $1,000 a month installments.
I got you.
Nothing skating.
That's legit.
Completely straight up. Like, yeah, I'm not a rich motherfucker. I just put my money where my mouth is.
All right, we got to get through these super chats. There's a lot of them. Thank you all. I'm sorry for you had to listen to this. $2. Do parallel lines intersect? Do you know that, by the way? If two parallel lines intersect,
you. Parallel lines can never intersect, but they can appear to you through perspective.
However, there's no such thing as two parallel lines in our universe.
Things disobey the laws of physics. Like, we're not going to see it be parallel the whole way. It comes to a point. It converges to a point at a point. That's just how your perspective works.
But they don't
The lines aren't fucking really converging. That's just what your optical illusion is, because that gets too far away from you. To come to a point. Everything has to come to a point. Unless you got better.
Jostein Follett, $20 in Crohn's. Once again, I demand the right to bear arms. Yeah, I don't blame you. By the way, I should recommend to you, if you're, when you watch this show, don't have weapons around. It could be leading to some dangerous things. Don't involve firearms.
Always have weapons on deck in case something happens. Yeah. Make sure you can defend yourself no matter what. Don't ever listen to somebody saying don't have a gun when someone could have a gun. Always have a gun.
Non sequitur and weapons.
What the laws are.
Okay, Chris E., $5. Ask him if he plans on playing Wolfie again. Well, we'd already talked about that. Also tell him he gives potheads a bad rep. We're not all this woke. I don't know. By the way, pot's legal, so I'm not trying to. Are you a pothead?
How am I giving anybody a bad rep? Just because I'm a pothead, that doesn't mean that every pothead's
okay. You're a pothead. So, okay. I'm just curious. I mean, Kyle's a pothead.
I'm a proud pothead.
I don't endorse.
I rep.
Okay. Anything other than that, or just pot?
Just pot. I love everything, dude. Shit. No, not just pot. Oh, fuck okay. No. Except I don't drink.
Spectrum. Gotcha. Okay. You don't drink. You know what? I'm going to be starting very soon. Hannah Anderson, $20. Thank you, Hannah. Lovely. Hannah, thank you so much. We are.
No problem, really.
She says, here's a few bucks for some new oven mitts. I'm sure yours would be shot by the end of this stream. Yeah, I've already had to throw away a few of them. So thank you. Steven, again, $5. Simon Dan's destroyed cats in their last debate. Flat out hero continuing the trend. Shocking. Yeah. By the way, is that the background noise? Is that whoever's back the background noise?
That's a motorcycle. Motorcycle.
Yeah.
Badass rev tech. Sure.
Awesome. Chris E., $2. Don't need any of this to flat out reverse lobotomy. Okay. We'll start a fund for that. Fun TikTok, £5. Someone explained to Flapjacks that some things don't need a source, only little maths and flipping logic. Something flatties don't have above all. Yeah, I gotta admit, asking for a source on something as simple like, I don't know, a basic mathematical theorem that we all learn in grade school probably isn't really advantageous.
Should be simple as fuck.
It is.
Why? It should be the most easy thing to find. Like, I mean, it still wasn't presented.
Godless Engineer, $5. Yeah, it's pretty easy. Godless Engineer, $5. Hey, flat out, can you explain the basic laws of motion with gravity? Buoyancy without gravity. And I love this question because this is one of my favorite things to ask a flat earther because they bring up buoyancy. Are you familiar with the buoyancy equation?
I know of it. I don't know how to fucking say it. I'm not mathematical.
Okay, are you familiar with the fact that you the guys know that equation shit, has something in it? Yeah. Well, it has something in it called little g, which is gravity. Yeah. So without gravity.
It existed before gravity was a theory. Gravity was a theory.
Gravity's been around a long time, man.
No, it was not in the equation. It wasn't in the equation. It used to be in the equation.
Gravity still exists. Gravity exists before we started having an equation. Wait, hang on. Let me finish, please. Did gravity exist prior to us formulating an equation for it? The answer is yes.
No, gravity didn't exist at all.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Gravity didn't
exist. The equation existed before gravity was ever conceived. So how does that work? Density.
Okay.
Substituted.
X-Bit, $5. Marijuana is bad. Okay. I can't do that right. Okay. You shouldn't do it before you go online. Okay. Use your words. Okay. You want to do it with us, Cats and Dave?
Okay.
He does it better than I do. Okay. Raptor, $2. Dude is nothing but goalpost shifting. Yeah, I saw a little bit of that too. Steven again.
Since
he
when?
Must really be your friend because he's doing a lot of
twitched.
I gotta get through these, man. We're running out of time.
Okay, sorry.
So let me get through them. So
I get accused of something. Cool. I respond.
Steven again. Fun fact: I've been up on those turbines. Yeah, you know what? I'm not that far from Palm Springs. They have those similar turbines, by the way. And I used to work with turbines, believe it or not. Anyways, 0-132-132-666. I wish I had $100,000 like Flat Out Hero. I'd love to make a similar offer to Flurfers, but I don't make bets with money I don't have. Well, he explained it. And I'm going to give him that one. He said he would do $1,000 a month, and I think that's reasonable. So it doesn't have to be all at once. It doesn't have to be a lump sum. It could be over installments. That's nothing wrong with making that bet.
No, I stated it, too. It wasn't like I fucking been. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no, I wasn't aware of that. So I'm fair, buddy. I'm fair. Shinobi.
Okay, cool.
$2. Flat Out Hero just admitted the curve should block it. I think he was using the analogy, if the Earth is round, the curve should block it, right? You weren't admitting that was a curve.
I like this guy more and more. No. Okay. Thanks
for noticing
that.
I'm trying to be fair, man. I pay attention. As much as it kills me, I actually listen to just about every word that's enunciated when I'm doing these things because I have no choice. Although I might regret it later on.
You're doing the show for a reason. You can say that, but you're still doing the show.
Yeah. Oh, well, yes, of course there's a show. Yeah. Duh. Okay. Mexican Wrath, $2. Yeah, you know what? Popping off, right? Popping off. Someone give him a beer and tell him to piss off. Popping. John Lee, $1. Thank you, John Lee.
Oh, man.
Shinomi. Just popping off, man. $5. If the air is dense, then why is it the rear of the ship disappears before the front of the ship? Good question. Yeah,
why
I don't see
the
how
rear
dense
disappeared it because it's closer. Well, I mean, how does the rear ship disappear? Because the rear of the ship is closer, but I mean, it's not that it's disappearing any faster or slower. It's disappearing bottom first, not back bottom and then front bottom. That's not the.
Well, I think it means. I think he has it reversed. Because if you're going over that way, you're still going to see the aft end of the ship, right? Because as the front end goes to the horizon. But it depends on what kind of angle you're going at. Some ships are actually going like this. So if you're going at a non direct line of sight, obviously you're going to see a different angle of that ship. But again, the whole point of that is when it goes to the vanishing point, no matter how powerful a telescope you get, you'll never be able to ever see that portion of the ship that has already gone over the horizon. That's it. Okay. We're getting a whole bunch of super chats, more and more, and I'm trying to keep up, so I appreciate this. Thank you, guys. Raptor says, density. I can't do this right, though. Yeah, I think it's density. So, yeah, thank you, Raptor. Fun TikTok. he asked for a source. Ask him for a source of all his bullshit about air density, obstruction, vision. And I think that's a fair question to ask. Obviously, Conspiracy Cats has had lots of science. I've had some. I mean, where would you find this information? If I wanted to go look for your formulas to determine what would be the formula I would use for the air density that's obstructing my vision as you purport it to be, what book would I go find this in?
I don't know that it is in any book. As far as I know, it's been, if it was already explained, it would be trashed. They've completely indoctrinated the world. Like they don't let that be taught.
Okay. We're making it through this. You guys are going to wrap up. Justin, we got 3 minutes. Justin, $2. Ask Flat Out Hero what's his highest level education was. I hate asking those kind of questions. I don't really care if somebody has a
little
PhD
bit of college.
Or they failed at a home school. But I think there's a point to be made. I think that conspiracy point kind of pointed this out in maybe an indirect way, but if you don't know certain basic things when it comes to physics and science, I don't think that you're in a position to adequately try to refute those the people that have actually gone to learn them correctly, right? So,
well, I'm only refuting what I learned in like second grade and shit, so it's not like I had to have an extremely great education. I'm not debunking anything that I didn't learn about. I'm debunking exactly what I learned.
In second grade. Okay, yeah, I'm going to agree with you on that.
Great school, yeah.
That shows. I got to get through these, man. Bombay, $10. He is saying density is caused by the magnification. Does he mean refraction? He's confusing the true terms, and this is why it feels like a rusty nail on my temple. Yeah, there's a lot of conflated terms, and again, if you're going to use a term like density, know what it means as far as even be able to describe it. It's not so much you should know the formula, although I think you should, because it helps if you know the formulas, but you really should know what the concept is. And I don't think that you actually did. Okay, Michael, $5. Michael Robel.
Yeah. I gotta finish this.
We got three minutes and I gotta finish this.
Got you.
Doctors Dunnigan Kruger, clean up aisle two. Massive cleanup on aisle two. Thank you. I like that one. Mark, $5. Flat Out Hero lacks the minimum cognitive skills required to make it possible to have a rational discussion with them. By the way, you're gonna have to mute. They can't hear if anybody in the background noise is going because it just it causes problems. Can
you mic
for a sec there, Flat Out Hero? Just mute it. Or Dave can hard mute you. Okay, thank you. I think that's with any flat earther, by the way. Oh, so much better now. Notch a witness, $2 Aussie. My Aussie forehead hurts after this one. I'm just glad that you're hanging on for dear life, Notcha. I don't want you to fall off in the sun, because I have found out from Red Eye, and I actually believe him on this, that the number one death in Australia is not from that weird shit animals and everything, like spiders you got down there. No, the number one death in Australia is actually from spontaneous harness failure, where their harness fails and they literally just fall out into the sun and die. It's a horrible way to go. Yeah, so, you know, I don't want that to happen to Nacho Witness, because, you know, he's hanging on for dear life, man. That harness is the only thing that's keeping him attached, and, you know, spontaneous harness failure, it's legit. Don't die that way, man. Hoosier Atheist, $5. I'm pretty sure Conspiracy Cat's shoes are smarter than him. Maybe just the left one? Okay, maybe both. A Sandring, my buddy, who had a birthday yesterday. $10. I have watched an aircraft carrier disappear bottom first from the horizon using extremely high-powered binoculars mounted on the signal bridge of our ship. I've seen this personally. Oh, I have on my ship. We all get, you know, a churn with the binoculars. We've all seen kind of things. Yeah, I used to look at the stars too a lot with the binoculars. That's amazing. When you're out in the middle of the ocean and you have no light pollution, it is surreal. It is like you are on a different planet. And last but not least, I think that might be last, Rapid X says for $5.50, he said real flight charts, the only ones that pilots use. They're your goalposts. There you go. And by the way, we do know a lot of pilots. Wolfie's not the only one I know. Negation of P is also a pilot, but he was busy. But we have actually got your argument, and we'll bring it up to him as well. Two more. Steven, he didn't say Consciliary Cats once. Consciliary Cats once. $2.
What did I miss?
Steven and Nap. Oh, not much. We're wrapping it up to one more, and then we'll be done, and you can finish it. Cats, you have the patience of a saint. Density. Thank you very much.
Yeah, well, let's have Dave remove my little photo card so that I can.
Welcome it's back dark. In the nick of time, brother.
It's dark. Yes. So let me ask this question. Are we all flat earth believers now?
Yeah, I'm convinced.
Oh,
I'm agnostic now.
Huh. Did you pop off flat out hero?
I popped.
Did you pop off?
No, I didn't get to. I'd like to have a finish it sometime. Okay. Yeah, I didn't get to my fucking, you know, it got cut off. I didn't know it was going to be that short.
Oh, okay. We'll have, all right. Well, we can do that again.
I'm ready for next time. So, yeah.
Awesome.
Cool. Well, hang around then, just in case Scotty doesn't show up. Let's talk to Reds.
Well, actually, I do got to probably. I got to go check on something. I might show up in the end of it though. Like how long are you guys gonna be doing it?
We'll go all night, man. We'll talk about the shape of the planet. That's important.
I'll be back like 20 minutes after I dip out right now.
All right, man. Okay, Conspiracy Cats, thank you for joining us, Flat Out Hero. Thank you for joining us. I was watching the chat as I had, sorry, I had to step away. I had to had a prior engagement that I had to co-host with Godless Cranium, but I was watching the chat and it was lit. Let me tell you, a lot of wokeness happened. So we're gonna get situated for the next go round, Red's Rhetoric and Scotty Storm or Flat Out Hero again. We'll see, but we'll
I'll
be back
Reds.
In about 15. We'll be back in about 15 minutes. The Reds Rhetoric will be joining us, and then we'll see you guys soon. So stick around.
Non sequitur, your facts are uncoordinated.